Welcome to the end of the age of bullshit. Apologize for the profanity, but there's no other word that describes the world we've been living through all these years, which is coming to an end for a number of reasons I'll discuss here. One of them, by the way, is the decentralization of machine cognition, i.e. AI, right? So we'll talk about that, but there are other factors as well. This is not simply a podcast about technology, but rather, I mean, let's back up and start with how much bullshit we've all lived through our entire lives. We've lived under a currency that's complete bullshit. It's created based on debt. It's created out of thin air. The government itself, the federal government, has multiple so-called magic money machines that just wire money out by generating it themselves. I mean, they just send wires and there's nothing on the other side. They're just literally creating money as they send it. And of course, USAID was one of those. And maybe that one's been shut down, but there are many more, as you're seeing with the whole fraudulent daycare fronts and the childcare front and the learning centers or the Learing Center. These are all fronts that are receiving the bullshit money or currency that's just being wired out. But that's just one aspect of this. We've lived under the era of bullshit medicine with bullshit theories like virology. Because as it turns out, it's all made up. There is no such thing as an infectious virus that causes symptoms in one person and then can be extracted from that person and then exposed to another person. And then that second person is going to recreate the same symptoms and same sickness as the first person. It turns out that doesn't exist at all. And it's actually never been shown. It's never been proven. It's never even been isolated. There's something else that's explaining sickness. Yes, there's so-called shedding, which is really a biotoxin shedding. So there are toxic substances, there are toxic chemicals, and there are toxic bacteria and fungi. We can see those. We can see them under a microscope. We can prove that they work. But there's no such thing as an infectious viral pandemic, even though we've all lived under that bullshit this entire time. The corporate media, in similar fashion, has been spewing obviously complete bullshit forever. Centralized control over information leads to a very high bullshit to signal ratio. You know, not signal to noise, but bullshit to signal. And that's off the charts with the mainstream media. And it still continues to be that way. But now, of course, we have tools to go around that. We have decentralization of information. We have vastly superior independent media journalism investigations, etc. I mean, all the big stories that are happening right now, they're not stories that are broken by the New York Times or the Washington Post or, I mean, anybody in mainstream media. They're stories that come out of independent journalism. Even the story about Somali community fraud in Minneapolis, that was broken by, what's his name, Nick Shirley. Not mainstream media. Mainstream media will just sit there and deny it forever because all they do is spew bullshit. Everybody knows it now. And speaking of bullshit, well, you have the CDC and the FDA that no rational person believes anything they say any longer. Because for all these decades, the CDC has been pushing nothing but bullshit under Fauci, including going back to the so-called AIDS epidemic, which terrified the nation beginning in the 1980s. And that was all pure bullshit, it turns out. Because there's no such thing as a virus that causes AIDS. Doesn't exist. Can't be detected. There's no test to even determine the presence of it. To this day, doesn't exist. And I challenge anyone listening to this to find any proof of the existence of an HIV virus that causes AIDS. It doesn't exist. You can't find it because it's not even real. But the CDC hyped up the fake pandemic of AIDS in order to get lots and lots of funding so they could build luxury offices and gymnasiums for themselves and have big fat salaries and all kinds of vacation days because the CDC, just like the Somalis with the daycare centers, is nothing but a giant money-sucking fraud. It's the same thing. It's just we're pretending that there are pandemics, whereas the Somalis in Minneapolis, we're pretending that we offer childcare or child meals or child education. It's all just pretend, and that's what I'm saying. We've lived through the era of such extreme bullshit that it's going to actually be refreshing coming out of this. And again, I will talk about some of the things that are going to make that happen. It's already begun at some level, but it will continue. The vaccine industry, rooted in nothing but bullshit. The pesticide industry. Did you see that glyphosate science paper that was ghostwritten by Monsanto scientists a couple of decades ago and has been cited thousands of times by other studies to say that glyphosate is totally safe? Did you see that got retracted? Just recently. Just in the last 2 weeks. Yeah. I mean, I guess better late than never. But it shows that the entire push for so-called glyphosate safety or Roundup safety was all bullshit. And remember, it's people like myself who told the truth the entire time and were maliciously targeted by Monsanto, which no longer exists as a separate corporation. It was purchased by Bayer. But remember that Monsanto ran a black ops negative PR department that targeted myself and the Food Babe specifically with a budget of over $1 million a year just to smear us. That it was a bullshit black ops department within a major corporation pushing poison that killed who knows how many Americans and people all over the world and continues to kill people. Yeah. And so it tells you that even the science journals have been pure bullshit this entire time, because they would publish science papers. And I'm talking about, you know, the agriculture, the medical, pharma journals. I'm not talking about medical journals or science journals in, you know, like sciences and astronomy and mathematics and linear algebra and cold fusion or hot fusion or whatever. I'm talking about those in the pharmaceutical and pesticide industries. Those medical journals, complete garbage, total bullshit. The Lancet, the New England Journal of Medicine, you know, you name it. All those mainstream journals pushing nothing but bullshit this entire time. And you know what's going to end that bullshit? AI reasoning models with recursive reasoning. Why? Because, see, these corporations were able to get away with all these lies and say, oh, our poison is safe and these vaccines are effective and these pharmaceuticals, they work and they're safe, you know. But the data do not support that. But, you know, they use PR spin and they pay off the regulators. They use bribery and kickbacks and fraud and buying off the media to push their bullshit spin. But recursive reasoning AI models, as are coming online, when they become more advanced, which is happening almost every day, they're going to reassess the science that's been pushed by humans and corporations and everything. And they're going to obviously conclude that all these pharmaceutical companies and all these pesticide companies have been completely full of shit this entire time. In essence, the AI reasoning models are going to confirm that the health ranger was right all along, you know, and all of us in the health freedom space, we've been right this entire time, but we've had to survive decades of bullshit from the establishment that profited from poisoning people or killing people in the case of COVID, jabbing people, or putting people on ventilators by falsely diagnosing them with a COVID infection and then receiving massive financial incentives from the government for killing their own patients in their hospitals. They got payoffs. It was like a death bounty. And that's bullshit, but that's medicine. See, that's the medicine system today. The entire financialization industry is paper bullshit. Or you could say digital bullshit. Financialization of everything. You think about it. What are derivatives? You know, this is people making up bullshit and then betting on it. Collateralized debt obligations, CDOs. Whoa, we're going to buy up all these bad mortgages and repackage them and sell them in new tranches that are diversified because it has 100,000 home borrowers who are bankrupt instead of just one. So that's diversification. Therefore, there's no risk. I mean, that's bullshit. And that's the bullshit that led to the subprime mortgage collapse, and that's also going to be repeated. Because did you hear that Trump just ordered his government? I think it's the Treasury doing this, but it's involving, you know, Fannie Mae. They're going to buy up, I think, $200 billion of mortgage-backed securities. Because the only way they can prop up, you know, the home industry now is to have the government start buying the debt. Yeah, that's what you're looking at now. And that's bullshit. That's going to lead to another big short. Speaking of financial matters, there sure was a lot of bullshit crypto along the way, huh? FTX and many, many others. And whatever happened to NFTs, I called that from day one. I said, folks, that's complete bullshit. NFTs, non-fungible tokens, I think is what that stood for, where people were selling like digital artwork that was inscribed into the blockchain. Digital artwork, like little pixelated logos and icons and such. And people were paying, in some cases, millions of dollars for this thing. And it has no application in the real world. It has no value whatsoever. I said so from day one. And notice that that's all vanished because it was always bullshit from the very, very start. The education system is complete bullshit. Doesn't teach people anything. Except, you know, how to be victims. How to be woke. And the whole wokeism is all bullshit. Oh, men can get pregnant and have babies. Or a man can declare he's a woman right now. And we should put tampons in men's restrooms. And let men compete with women in women's sports. Yeah, all obviously complete bullshit. But that was pushed by insane lunatic leftists and Democrats and pretty much all the European leaders and the Canadian leaders, too, because there's no higher form of delusional thinking than being a leader of either an EU country or Canada, as we all know very well. Their countries are led by bullshit artists, but you know, then again, so is ours. You know, I mean, that's my point. It's the age of bullshit. But all right, so let me talk about solutions here. How do we come out of this? Well, part of it has already begun. So the internet itself caused a massive decentralization of access to knowledge and news and media. So that has been in effect for a long time. In fact, my entire career has been based on decentralization of information and knowledge and riding the wave of mass internet adoption by bringing people information that previously they could not access. For example, information about how to cure cancer, information about how to prevent type 2 diabetes, information about superfoods and honest money, things like that. Oh, by the way, speaking of honest money, gold and silver are the anti-bullshit money. They are, you know, silver is the no-shit currency for the future, where every fiat currency is complete bullshit, but commodities are not bullshit because they are physical, they are real, and they can't be counterfeited. And in fact, you're seeing right now that the whole paper market of silver is complete bullshit, and it's collapsing. And that's why physical delivery is dominating. That's why prices are skyrocketing, because reality is intervening. Reality overwrites the bullshit. See, that should be the theme of this whole podcast, how reality is overriding bullshit. And again, sorry about all the profanity, but again, there's just no better word to describe all of this. So anyway, I mentioned the internet. AI technology is huge in this. And actually, I think my AI tools are the best example in the world because I have been able to acquire almost all of the world's printed knowledge. And slowly and surely, I am indexing that knowledge, at least the good parts of it, and putting that into our AI engines and allowing you to access that completely free to the point where if you go to brightanswers.ai, you can now access most of the world's, or maybe not most, but much of the world's knowledge in almost any area that you can imagine. I mean, we've got 100,000 science papers in there right now. It's going to be 1 million in a few weeks. We've got 100,000 books in that system. Not all of them are indexed yet, but they will be shortly. I mean, it takes time to do all these things. But what's happening is you now have access to all knowledge, or essentially all knowledge. And you can create a book on any subject by accessing that knowledge just by using a prompt. And that's our book creation engine, which is brightlearn.ai. Brightlearn.ai. So in essence, you have access now to be able to bypass the CDC bullshit, the FDA bullshit, the pharma bullshit, the Monsanto bullshit, government bullshit, currency bullshit, CNBC, Jim Cramer bullshit. There's a bullshit catapult artist right there. That guy has flung more shit than anybody in the financial world that I can even imagine. Some of it sticks too. But you can bypass all that. You can get direct knowledge without permission, without censorship, and without cost, completely free. So that's AI, massive impact. The other thing that's working in our favor in all of this is the fact that the people are wising up, because the people are sick and tired of the bullshit. I think the turning point was COVID, when so many people took the jab and then got deathly ill, and then they lost family members and friends who took the jab and died, and they're like, wait a second, we're being lied to. And then that opened the door to realizing we've always been lied to. We've been lied to about everything, about history, about 9/11, about the Apollo missions. I mean, we've been lied to on so many levels about so many things, for so-called science and virology, you name it. Oh, the safety of glyphosate and the safety of treasuries, etc. People are no longer buying it. And that's a powerful thing. Powerful thing. I mean, public trust in these institutions, public trust in government, public trust in universities is collapsing. And that's a good thing, because universities are spewing mostly bullshit. I mean, the number of young adults coming out of high school now who want to go, or who think they need to go to college, in a recent survey, I think this was Rasmussen survey, but I'm not sure. This number has plummeted from 80% to something like 18%. Young people no longer see college as necessary. Yeah, because they're seeing through the bullshit. And that's the thing I like about a lot of young people today. They have bullshit detectors that are so fine-tuned now. They're seeing through all of this at a much younger age than you and I. Because they realize it's all a lie. It's all a lie. I mean, the whole economy, the dollar, home ownership, all these promises from the politicians, nothing but lies. So I want to help create a bullshit-free world. Join my anti-bullshit coalition at brightlearn.ai, brightanswers.ai, brighteon.com, which is what you might be listening to right now. And we've got a lot more coming. So thank you for listening, and be part of this movement of truth and honesty, integrity, open source, liberty, knowledge. Help other people. Help uplift humanity. Share knowledge instead of censoring it. Contribute to the world instead of just taking from it and plundering it. The age of bullshit is done. Let's create an age of abundance and prosperity and truth instead. And yeah, it's going to be disruptive to the bullshit artists out there, but that's what they deserve. It's time for truth. So thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care. Welcome to the Health Ranger Store 2026 New Year's sale. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and we've got a great collection of solutions for you to help make 2026 the best year of your life in terms of your health, your opportunities, mobility, immune function, digestive support, cognition, and so much more. And we put together some really special things for you here. So on any order where you spend $99 or more, we give you a free colloidal silver spray. And that's right here at the top of the page. You can go to healthrangerstore.com/2026 to find all these specials. And again, you get the free spray with any order of $99 or more. Plus you get free shipping within the 48 contiguous U.S. states. And each day, by the way, we feature different special focus curated collections of products.
So you can check those out each day, from digestion support to immune support, energy, mobility, really critical, heart support, fitness, etc. Now, there's one more thing that we're doing this year, first time ever. If you spend $299 or more, then we're going to give you 50 free books that we created ourselves using our book creation engine. These books are not public. They are created behind the scenes with special prompts using my knowledge and my interviews and so on. And these books cover the gamut of really great information. Again, you'll be able to download all 50 of these books free of charge, the PDFs, What to Do When Life Gets Less Predictable, Solving Everyday Problems at Home, How to Be Ready Without Panic, Preparedness and Self-Reliance books, Prepared for Everyday Disruptions, What to Do When the Stores Are Closed. And we've got books on off-grid living, How to Live Comfortably Without Electricity, Solving Power, Water, and Storage Challenges, and so much more. We've got books on gardening and food growing, How to Grow Plants That Anyone Can Keep Alive. That sounds handy. Easy Plants That Grow Virtually Anywhere, Growing Useful Plants With Minimal Effort, Growing Food Without a Garden Yard, Simple Herbs and Spices You Can Grow at Home, and many more. We've got books on healthy cooking and daily living, like Healthy Drinks, Light Bites, and Homemade Treats, or One-Pot Meals, Fresh Salads and Easy Sides, and more. In all, it's about 50 books, including Living Well with Fewer Outside Inputs. That's a book about self-reliance and off-grid living. All these books will be given to you as a free download if you spend $299 or more with us during the sale, which lasts through January 12th at 11 a.m. Central Time. So the website you want to go to is healthrangerstore.com/2026. We'll get you straight to this page, and you can take advantage of these bonuses and these special curated collections while supplies last. And during this special New Year's sale, we've also got our third-party vendors offering discounts of up to 20% off, including the ever-popular Protovite, a liquid multivitamin right here, as well as Dawson Knives with our incredibly popular Hearthfire chef's knife and other chef's knives that we have there, and steak knives, all of this. We've got other discounts such as Bearded Brothers, very popular wholesome food bars, the Yo Bar, and so much more. All of this is available for you at healthrangerstore.com/2026. So take advantage of that, and thank you for supporting us as we help you make 2026 the best year ever. It's the year that you can revolutionize your health and your knowledge. And you can do all that by supporting us at healthrangerstore.com while we support the platforms that give you back unlimited knowledge like brightlearn.ai and others. So thank you for supporting us, and I look forward to having a great year with you.